Roll sound.
And then sound speed. Okay.
Sound speed.
Alright, y'all. So.
Camera speed. Action.
Oh, these are small cups. Okay, so they ain't got that much in here.
Litty,
litty. So y'all gonna get like.
You're gonna be drinking from the stem, though. That's what it is.
Y'all want OJ, y'all want pure. You gotta let me know.
Just take it straight up.
Yeah. I'm gonna do OJ because
it's mimosas. Thank you.
That shouldn't be the
splash.
You shouldn't even
just
give
it.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll take
splash it for color. But I just want
for the aesthetic.
Yeah.
Y'all are so funny.
Yeah.
Okay. I gotta shake the juice, y'all.
Shake it.
You can like that blunt. Get comfortable.
Like blunt.
Okay.
Yay.
Like wait, did I leave my blunt on the table, low key?
You see show it? Hair.
Thank you, sis.
You have one in your ear?
Yes, but I also left one right on the table. Yes. That was a 2-for-1.
You can fill mine up. Whichever one's the fullest, I'll take.
Hold up.
Thank you. Because I live life to the fullest.
We got plenty more, so y'all could drink. So, you know.
This is the house of abundance.
Thank you.
The house of abundance.
You know, I've been meaning to watch
the last episode of Fuller House. Oh,
sorry.
Just based off the contents of it.
What happened?
I was supposed to watch the last episode.
Here you go, Jermaine.
Oh, yeah, because it was very good.
I'm right. So, on today's episode, y'all, we're going to. I want to pick where everyone is in their lives and all that, but let's introduce ourselves first. So, we have Jermaine over here. Tell us a little about yourself, Jermaine. Like, what do you do?
I just chill, listen to music, try to be adventurous whenever I can, try to discover new things. Just chill. I'm a cool person.
Okay. We have Kaylon here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a creator, transformer, and destroyer. I'm a musician, actor, curator. I'm grateful to be here tonight. This is going to be so much fun. I'm excited to talk to you guys.
And in the back, we have Jahir here.
Yes, Jahir, alias Jay Infinity. I'm a singer, model, and spiritual advisor. I have a passion for the arts. I've always just connected with people. And this is why I'm here, to share my word.
Thank you.
And over here, oh wait, you got the, hold on, give me a second.
My name is Amelion.
Okay.
Amelion Styles. I'm a Pisces. I'm 6'1". I'm a fashion designer. You know, I like life. Well, no, I'm lying. Right now, I'm having a little thing with life right now. I'm not going front to y'all. Mm-hmm. But you know, I try. I'm an artist. I'm learning to sing currently.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yes.
Hey.
I be rapping.
I love your outfit.
Yes.
You know, thank you. I'll try.
I love your outfit too.
I made my top. Yeah. I'm giving like Nightwalker.
Nightwalker.
It's a little too early for this look right now, but you know, hey.
Okay, all right. Well, these are our guests for tonight's show. So I wanted to talk about dating. How is dating and let's focus more about dating and the aspect of how most gay men date through apps. So what is your experience with, like, so far using Jack, Grindr? There's so many out there now, so I can't even tell you all, but like your experiences with that and dating in general, like what are you feeling right now? What's your energies?
I hate it.
Because you hate it?
I hate it.
Okay, why?
Everything about dating right now I hate. Honestly, I feel like it's very weird. Like, I've noticed one thing about myself, and it's like I'm trying to change it. I can't talk to a person in front of their face, but if we're talking on Jack, straight, full-blown conversation, like, just yapping. It's very weird. I don't know why.
Do you think you're just, like, shy?
I definitely am shy, but... Mm-hmm. I definitely am shy, but it's just, like, I don't know. And then on top of it, it's like nobody ever approaches me in person. They always...
Yeah, I feel that too. I feel that.
Want to battle on that. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, where can you approach people if not like a gay space, you know? I feel like sometimes, is anyone bold enough to just go up to a guy and say,
well,
hey?
I have a different experience.
Okay.
I haven't been using Jack for about 3 to 4 years now. And I find that when I meet people in person, it's better. It's obviously more organic. You know what you're getting into. You know what they look like. They know what you take charge of your desires. If you like someone, the worst they can say is no. Like, if you prepare yourself to understand that there's a possibility of a no, but you just want the opportunity to take charge of your desires, then that's how you get started.
That's how you get started. Cool. And it's funny that, like, you say this, because I was telling him earlier, like, a little, like, about what's going on with my dating life that somehow intertwines with his. And basically, like, I told him, like, earlier today at work, I got hit up from guy, like, I'll just say acquaintances, because at this point, I don't know, acquaintance, who was like, oh, I saw you at the beach the other day, and your light-skinned friend, whatever, like, he was cute. And I was like, oh, okay, so did you say hi to him? He was like, nah. So then I thought, why is he hitting me up to tell me about my friend? Right. So I sent him a picture. I was like, this is him. Is this who you're talking about? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, okay, so... He was like, oh, my, I want to talk to him. And I'm just like, you could have spoken to him right there on the beach.
Right.
And...
Was this somebody that you were, like, in a relationship with? Or y'all just...
No. This is acquaintance.
I feel like nothing. It's probably a disconnect. Because, like, a lot of people probably feel like, okay, I see you in person, but I feel more comfortable texting you or doing it through the aspect of technology versus person to person. Because that's how this generation grew up in terms of connecting, at least the gay population, for sure.
Right.
But then also, the internet allows you to perceive yourself, especially in 2018. Like, it allows you to perceive yourself any way you want to. You know, a filter is most people's lifestyle, you know. Right. I like to live no filter, you know, but, like, a lot of people live through a filter. And, you know, sometimes you have more confidence portraying yourself, you know, by yourself versus being in front of a person, you know. So, like, for me, like, I have social anxiety. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, I go to a therapist. We talk about it and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I look like an extrovert, but internally, I am very much an introvert, and it's mad crazy. Mm-hmm. So people take me for that, you know, and I have to be, you know, comfortable to get people to know me and shit. But online, you know, you can say anything because, you know, especially you could write anything. Like, right. People just give you a version of what they perceive themselves to be. That has to be the truth, you know, and they live in the strength and the truth of that. Of what they're trying to project to you.
Even
you
know? If it's delusion.
It doesn't have to be your being delusional, because honesty, in all honesty, for me, I feel like I do that too. Like, I have more of a bullet in my back to speak freely online versus, like, I'm sitting here. When I'm sitting there, I'm more trying to read your energy versus trying to, like, talk to you internally. I want to see how we're sitting down. What is the vibration, you know?
Mm-hmm. But it's like, why do we... I mean, personally, me, I can't say I... approach people, but it's weird. Y'all are like, I need to talk on the app. I have to speak to you because, like, me on the phone, my conversations are, I'm not good at texting. I'm just the worst. Like, it's just the disconnect. I have ADD. I'm on my phone when something's on TV. Oh, I'm like, it's over. So it's like, I really connect more, meeting people. And it's funny because I don't know if he's gonna see this video, probably will, but he just moved here from Baltimore. I don't even know how, like, he's in my life now in an interesting way. Mm-hmm. But it's more like how it happened. It was so cute and nonchalant. Like, literally, I was waiting for the train going home, see someone right there, like, on the bench, you know, the benches in the subway.
Yeah.
And then I look, and I have my hair up that day. I had to wear that, my sweatshirt. It was looking nice that day. And then he just looked at me, and I looked at him. I'm the type of person, if you stare at me, I'm going to stare back. I freak you out. So if I freak you out and you did, but he kept looking. So I was like, oh, okay. So he's still looking. Let me look away now. Look back. You got to check. If they look three times, that's how you know.
Okay, yeah. If they keep
that's how you know.
Or if they just don't make
sense. That's what I learned. If a man looks three times, he's... All right, because the first time, I'm checking you to see, boom. Second time, making sure. Third time, I'm feeling you. You got, see what I'm saying? It's the signs.
It's the signs.
Oh, okay. Sometimes. It's not accurate, but it works for me sometimes. It does. It really does.
You checking them out.
I'm not even gonna lie, like, I had to learn to talk to people. Like, I'm a shy bitch, and, like, you know, a part of, like, me going to therapy is me learning to express myself. So, like, when it comes to people, like, I have to push myself to go speak to somebody.
And you should do it.
I do now. Like, I try my best, but, like, low-key, my issue and what I realize with guys, for me and how I carry myself, like, I'm a chill person. Like, I don't think I'm too cunt, and I don't think I'm too masculine. Like, I feel like I'm dead in the center.
But why should that matter?
Right. It shouldn't have to matter. But however, I know for a fact, and through my experience, you have to be a really brave man to come and speak to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, not a lot of guys tap me, and when they do tap me, they're, like, mad brave. Because, like, no shade, like, people won't go out, like, you know, people want the norm sometimes, you know? And sometimes I feel like how I carry myself is harder for me to be like, oh, let me approach you. Because no shade, like, I be on my God shit 95% of the time. So, like, I think from the outside, you might have a different perception of me versus how I am internally, you know? So sometimes I think that's the disconnect with, like, just approaching people and people approaching me. Like, you need to be a brave one.
And you got something, you gotta take courage. Because, yeah. Like I said, back to my story. It's like, I feel like I acknowledge the, I feel I get you, because I think that was like in a one time in a long time I've ever felt someone's bravery in that sense, because that's why I'm more like, I feel like I'm not trying to cut you off or anything. It connected, because it's like, did the three looks, got on the train, got on the same train as me, kept going, looking, casual looking, you know, just boom, boom on the train, nothing special. And then I know my stop, boom, I got off, I'm walking up the stairs, all I hear is, hey, boom, he's right there, right behind me. And I'm sitting here like, okay, what happened? He was like, yo, I think you're cute, like, I like your look, I want to talk to you. Gave me my number. We still good, we're good. Good relations right now, because it's authentic, because I don't know, because I feel like people really use, like, online because they feel like it's harder to find gay men, essentially, and that's right there. But I feel like the environment that it promotes, like I said, the courage behind the screen, all that, different persona, the catfish.
I feel like when I meet a dude, like, in person, like, the relationship is deeper, like, for some reason, like, even natural. If you don't, like, it's really, natural. Yeah, even if, like, we can still go out and party together, like, the few dudes that hit me up, I think I need to just learn how to, like, just be more confident and just be like, what's up? Because I find that guy, I don't know if I intimidate people or, like, a lot of times I'm in my own world, like, I'm out to dance and shake my ass, like, I'm not necessarily out trying to, like, find somebody to fuck tonight, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If that happens, great. But that's not my first priority. So
that's right.
Then with the apps, it is easier for me to be like, yo, what's up? Like, I don't know.
So do you think people should differentiate that Jack is a hookup thing, like, there's no real point? Do you think people can really truly find relationships on there? Like, is that what it's made? Like,
well,
you think you should, I feel like you should keep it how it is. It is a fuck site.
Well, I feel like, okay, it's a medium for people to meet, and whatever you guys, whatever the energy is that polarizes, whether it's sex, whether it's conversation, whether it's friendship, whether it's a relationship, it depends on the people. Like, for example, not Jack, but Adam for Adam. I had a boyfriend, and we met on Adam for Adam. This is back in Atlanta in 2011, and we lasted a year and a half. It wasn't necessarily the best relationship, but our relationship came out of that, and it was possible. You know, it's just about, it's a forum for us to meet and a forum for us to decide what we want to do with it. And it depends on the two energies that meet up, or the multiple energies that meet up to make it happen, you know?
I feel you, because, you know, deadass, like, 2 years ago, like, I broke up from, like, a 7-year relationship with, and I can't even front, it was an open relationship. Like, he had a whole husband, and, like, he was a doctor, and he was a sociologist, actually, and his study was black sexualities. And, like, you know, he was like, all right, I have a whole husband, it was a white guy, he was black. And, like, he was like, okay, we have an open situation. So, basically, it was two tops married together, and, like, I was dating one, you know. Mm-hmm. And like, I met his husband and everything. And like, I didn't care. I was 23. Seriously, like, I was being a super thot. Like, he was spending money on me and shit. I was like, I don't give a damn about your husband. No shit. You know? And I didn't even like him. Like, literally, like, he was stalking me. And like, I met him on Adam. And like, I grew to love him. Like, you know, and okay. We stayed together for 7 years. And that's just off of Adam. I can't even front to you. And we was both Pisces, you know, but like, we did break up though. Wow, hit him with a cheesecake. It's all good. It's all good. And I'm past it. You know, I'm strong.
You're strong.
And we still friends.
Have all of you guys like been in long term relationships? Like, I've never been in a relationship longer than like a year.
I was gonna say, what is long term?
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I mean, so many people. They're like, I was in a relationship for 10 years. I was in a relationship for 5 years, and I've never experienced.
Well, that. I'm only 25. I've been in 2 1.5 year relationships, and those are the longest ones I've been in. And I've been in a year relationship and in things that were like shorter than that. But like the 2 1.5 year relationships I've been in were the longest ones I've been in.
Cool.
And both of those situations ended because I ended them, and because there were situations that I felt that I could no longer bear because of whatever the issues were personally. Whether it was like toxic to me or to the other person. And I ended it. But essentially, long-term relationships, what do you guys think? Do you think long-term relationships
I don't know.
Are like real things for,
I mean,
for gay people?
I believe so. And yeah. I feel like it should be a goal because, all right, so I'm 25 and my longest relationship was a year. And we lived together. And we broke up. I can't say I or him. We broke up because I felt like, and this is probably from my perspective, I don't know his, I think it was more of we were codependent on each other. We weren't good within ourselves to make it work. I felt like it was definitely codependency, and when our insecurities come up, we blame each other. And we were just making the relationship get rockier and rockier, and... Because it was closed, and then it became open, and then it closed again, and then it was just like, okay, what the fuck? But it was a whole year living together. I appreciate that time, but I feel like we broke up in the sense of I realized and I learned that about with dating, and that's what a lot of people can't, in terms of long term. When I say long term, like why people can't get in long term, I feel like we tend to rush quicker. I feel like men know what they want, and it's, like, you know?
Of course.
So it's like, we don't want to play games, just boom. But sometimes that rush is like after we have second guesses. That's what happens to us of why relationships don't last long. And I feel like also we go into these relationships with codependencies, insecurities. A lot of us are not, no, like I'm saying, not everyone grew up with a great experience of being gay and all that. So I feel like it's a second adolescence that we go through.
Yes.
And because of that second adolescence, we're trying to figure shit out as we go. But we're not adults. We're still young. Like 20s, 30s, you're still young. But it's like the way we're going about it is we're rushing to be in relationships. We're seeking like a fake kind of love because we don't have a good portrayal of what that love is. Like, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, we don't know what true gay love, like what's a long-term happy couples that's like out there that's gay, like, you know, that's successful, no issues, no like scandals, you know?
Right.
I mean, so it's objective too though, because everyone have a different viewpoint of what a relationship is to them, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like in my mind, like I know what I would want. Mm-hmm. I know what I don't run into.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Like, that's totally correct, but I get where, you know, where I feel like some people yearn it so much without figuring out what they need to improve on this stuff. I feel like you, what I learned from, I don't know if that's long-term, is it a year long-term?
I don't know.
I had an epiphany that, like, legitimately, you have to, like, allow people to like be themselves and be one with yourself, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially now, like, you know, people do feel like they need to yearn for a relationship. But, like, if anything I yearn, honestly, like, it's companionship, but it doesn't have to be tied down. Because sometimes I'm like, all right, like, right now I'm monogamous, but, like, not even monogamous, like, I might as well be abstinent again, you know what I'm saying? Based off the fact that I wasn't interacting with people for, like, 2 years, you know? Mm-hmm. But, like, after a while, you dissipate. When you have emotional freedom, you don't feel to want it anymore. Because I ain't gonna lie, like, when I wasn't speaking to people, it was a certain emotional freedom that I had that I totally appreciated. Like, I felt free. Because as a Pisces, you meet somebody, you feel goo-goo-gaga. Deadass, like, every other man is like, ah, that's my husband. Like, you know what I'm saying? And that's some shit. I'm dead, like, at this age, like, I feel like I don't have relationships, I have love affairs. And that shit keeps fucking happening, and I'm just like, yo, I'm tired of this shit, like.
So I feel like if that keeps happening, I feel like that's, I don't know, were you going to say something? Sorry.
No, this love affairs thing, I feel like I'm in, like, a, like, this hopeful place. Like, I think what I'm yearning for is, like, intimacy, and so I'm in this place of, like, I do meet, I'm also a Pisces, and I meet
people. Oh, wait, so what is everyone? Let's do our stuff.
Oh, okay. All right, so well, Pisces, my Pisces. Sun sign
okay,
is going Pisces. Deep.
Okay.
My sun sign is a Scorpio, so therefore this realm is my expertise.
My sun sign is a Libra.
What's your moon?
My moon sign is a Capricorn.
Okay.
Who and my... My rising is a Scorpio.
Okay. My Scorpio is in rising. My rising is in Scorpio. My moon is in Libra.
Wow, interesting.
I have a moon Pisces and a rising Libra.
I'm a Sagittarius, Leo, and a Pisces.
Okay.
You
don't know the rest. You never got your name.
We're going to hook you up after this.
Word. Finish your story, please, of course.
I don't know, what the fuck was I talking about?
You were talking about
love affairs.
Related.
Oh, yes. I just, like, want to love fantasy. Like, I'll meet guys, and, like, I meet cool-ass dudes on Jack. Like, we really hit it off. Like, I don't know. It's, like, it's a fantasy. It's, like, after they leave, I'm like, damn, I'm still alone. Like, I don't want to be alone tonight. But it's like, but then at the end of the day, it's like, it feels like it's just a fuck, and then you gotta just.
Cause you make it a fantasy, like, no shit, that's a
Pisces.
Well,
that's the problem with Jack, I feel, too.
Yeah.
Cause that's the purpose, and that's why people operate on that mode. Right. But, like, if you meet someone in person, and, like, similar things could happen, but then, you know, it's still different.
That's what's wrong with Jack, cause it's inauthentic. Like, you know, like, you have the opportunity to go online, literally seek what you imagine you want, you know, it's a little
filters,
you know,
this.
Crazy about that, you know, the authenticity of meeting somebody on the street is more golden sometimes, you know, because sometimes you think what you want is what you want, and then you get it, and you're like, what the fuck, like, shit like that is not worth it, you know, but the fantasy part, I feel like
maybe there's not enough gay spaces that can take people off the apps, in a sense, because I feel like what's, because y'all could probably tell me, like, what are queer spaces that is not sexually charged, that is, like, it is always a queer space, and it's not sexually charged.
I love the poppy juice parties.
But those are sexually charged.
I think that it's sensual. It's a sensual experience, but I don't think it's like people are there to actually like party, hear the DJs, have fun, buy stuff.
Well, I guess it depends on what you go there for and your vibration, because I've been going to that party since the beginning. It's been about 5 years. There's been a couple times where some racy things have happened at those parties with me involved. And you know what? It's just
the last. Tell me the details.
Remember they kicked me
out. Well, there was one time that I was there at the party. And some guy called me to a stall. I went in there and he sucked my dick.
Well, that happens everywhere.
I mean, but that's a party. It's a party.
But, well, I went to the party on Sunday and it was really dope.
I did go too. I went too. Yes.
We were all there.
It was kind of cool. I told him to come. That shit was lit.
And it was fun. It wasn't really like sexual.
I like the porn.
I mean, no, it is sexual. I also had my dick sucked.
Anything with alcohol.
That is.
When?
For like 20 seconds.
I was with you. No, when? That time you slipped away?
I'm not gonna lie. I can't support Poppy Juice only because 2 weeks prior, I tried to go to a Poppy Juice party. And low-key, you know, I was turned. And, you know, like, I'm a special bitch. I jumped the line. I was like, all right, I'm VIP too. I jumped that shit, went inside. Niggas when I saw me, I was like, well, you know what? I was going to pay to come in here, and I was checking to see what the price was. I was trying to break in there.
They kicked you out?
They didn't want to get in there. And the thing is, it was people of color. It was POC coming at me. And I was like, yo, what's up with this black-on-black crime? I went to a ghetto goth party, you know what I'm saying? Like, I went VIP in the backstage, and it was a black person as security and just let me in. So when I went to the Poppy Juice party, I was just like, you know, it's a certain freedom with Poppy Juice that they promote. You know, mm-hmm. And then if you're talking about queer spaces where it's not sexually charged, look at Fuck Reality.
Fuck Reality is a space that was created by Nathan,
mm-hmm. Everybody,
and a few other people. But basically, it's like it's like queer esque, but it's really not. It's not labeled as that. It's just artists. And we of color, and we come together. There's performances, there's partying, there's dancing, there's queer people there, there's straight people there.
No, but it's alternative.
And it's just an alternative, like, and it's also like a black alternative crowd.
You know, imagine,
and it's like, really cool, and it's like really awesome. They do a lot of good stuff.
Cause no shade, it is black punk and queer. At least for me, you know, my perception of it and how I live it. But like, it's not sexually charged. Cause legitimately, it's too much straight guys that's free with themselves.
Well,
in that scene per se,
if you follow
Fuck Reality, you would get your life emotionally if they come at you, or they would just be mad chill and relax with you. But then at the same time, it's a lot of queer people, gay people. It's mad heavy in a mix, but it's not about the sex. It's more about like the rave.
Oh. Yeah, it is. It really is.
It's a party.
It's a party, but it's also a scene, though. You know, like
the self alcohol.
No, yeah. It's not a party, it's a scene. I'm talking about a scene. You talked about
gay spaces. That's still sexually charged.
No, it's not.
No, anything with drinks.
No, that is a
turn. No, honestly, like, I've been there too. And like, really, when you're there, it's really just a vibe.
It's an overturn.
It's really just a turn up, and it's a vibe.
Check it out.
And it's really awesome. It really is.
All right, I'll
Fuck Reality NYC.
When it comes around,
you're welcome, Nathan.
Word, exactly. Fuck Reality, I'll be okay.
That's freaking lit. Oh, damn.
And the prior one was Poppy Juice BK, if anyone's interested.
Yeah, Poppy Juice.
All on Instagram.
I still like Poppy Juice.
We're advertising things
now. Reality.
Y'all should stop because we ain't getting paid.
Right. I should put my hashtag.
And now you know, we deter off.
That's right. If we're going to come in and be guests.
I'm a million
stars. Deter off. Debating now. You got the Poppy Juice and Instagram shout outs.
We want checks.
Fucking love it. So you know what? Let's wrap this up. What in conclusion you think we gotta do in dating to like make it better?
Oh,
what do you
want
to teach? I don't want to say to make it better. What lesson do you want to teach someone right now about dating?
All right. So here's my perspective. Give me a couple of minutes to lay this out. So, it's not a story. It's a lesson. I feel the foundation of all of this is self-love. A lot of us don't have the self-love that we need to look at ourselves in the mirror and feel confident enough to walk to another person as our whole-bodied self to approach another whole-bodied person and have an interaction. And that's the reason why we hide behind social media and the internet. And I feel like once we do the work amongst ourselves to look at ourselves in the mirror and feel like I am beautiful, I am confident, and I am worthy of getting somebody else's attention face to face, then once we do that work, then we can move forward to actually making Jacked and other things like that not very necessary in our lives. That's why I got to that place a few years ago, and that's why I feel like there's some days I don't feel like I need to go out and get somebody, and I just walk and I just am who I am, and then somebody approaches me, or I see someone and I just approach them. It's just like a natural interaction, and you can usually tell if you're sound within yourself. You can usually tell within the first few minutes if this is gonna work, if it's not gonna work.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you don't feel any kind of way from the interaction because you're confident and you realize like it's a chance, and that's what life is. Mm. You know?
Wow.
I feel you. Yeah.
I mean, oh, it stopped.
I mean, yeah, I'm the same. I feel the same way. I just feel like I want to do more. Like, I feel like, something gave me the epiphany of where I was like, I feel like to meet someone I like, I have to go out and do the things I like.
Right, yeah.
And that's how you meet people. So now I'm trying to go out. Because I feel like clubbing and Poppy Juice, I feel like, was partying and clubbing. I've done that, right, like.
Yeah.
So, like, since 14, like, come on, I'm, like, I'm over it, like,
right.
It's, like, kind of, like, I'm over that vibe, I want new vibes. I do like Poppy Juice because it's definitely something way different. It's definitely something, I appreciate that, to those type of parties. But, I feel like I want to go out and do things, like, I go to museums now, I'm starting to go out more, do things, like, just, what do I want to do? And then I feel like, what do you put out, the energy put out in the world and the life is going to come right back to you. So I feel like when you want to date or find someone, whatever you're doing and whatever you, that person that comes to you is to teach you a lesson about something like that you put out. So you did this. This is what's not a consequence, but here's a chance, lesson. Learn from it. What do you want to do from it? And then if you keep doing the same thing over and over and over, you're not learning a lesson.
That's right.
Yeah.
No shade. I'm having like a girl interrupted / color girls moment in life right now. And I came to the realization that I don't necessarily need to be in a relationship because I totally need to work on my own shit. And like once I conquer my self-love, I feel like then I'll be able to appreciate people. But I definitely have a lust for niggas and love. And I'm trying to work through that. Like, mm-hmm. since I was 14, like, I literally, like, always was just, like, I've never been by myself. And, like, no shade, like, I'm trying to manifest, and I tried. Like, I tried to manifest a gay man, like, a regular gay man. Mm-hmm. Just because, like, I never had that experience. Like, anytime I have dating somebody or I'm in an emotional situation I'm caught up, is with, like, the randomest, weirdest situation. Like, you know? So, like, right now, I'm trying to chill out. I feel like mm-hmm. I be getting emotionally deceived by people sometimes.
Okay. Yeah.
So, like, I'm just going to relax and chill out.
You're going to work on yourself. Yeah.
Or,
yeah, I think, like, I mean, for me, like, Jack and these online, like, apps and stuff, like, at times in my life have become distractions for me. And I think it really is important to like figure out why you're here on planet Earth. And I think like so many people in the gay community like look to like dudes or relationships because they think it's gonna give them something that they already have within themselves. And I think when you're like pursuing your passions and your dreams and making that happen, I think that, you know, that energy will align with you. And I think through fulfilling your purpose here in the world, not everybody knows what it is yet, but I think by doing that, you'll get that, you know, the affection that you need. I think there's like, that's positive and healthy, so, yeah.
Okay. I feel like, Not just about dating. I feel like everybody should just be like, you know, sometimes in dating, you try to put on a persona. You don't try to act like be yourself. So I think not just, like I said, not just dating in general, you should be yourself because everybody has to be authentic because you have a role to play in this earth. And we're all here to inspire people. You know what I mean? So I feel like in dating, you should not look for it, but you should wait for it to come to you because they say that everybody has like a soulmate in this earth or whatever. So I feel like if you just wait for it to come to you, then dating will go so much smoother.
So essentially work on yourself.
Yeah, work on yourself and just wait for it to come to you. You never know, it could be a friend, it could be a stranger.
Well, that is a path. to wait for it to come to you. Yeah. But I feel like there's also the other path of taking charge of what you would like for yourself. Yeah.
Manifesting.
Yeah. Because with that, with you waiting, that means you are basically a net waiting to catch what flies in versus being a hunter.
Well, if you send out
not necessarily that aggressive, but you know what I mean.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're sending out certain vibrations, regardless of how hard you're going to get it, like, you're going to run into an energy. Like, you can't be sitting on a couch and that one day your friend come through and they give you that one person you end up chilling with.
He gets it, though. People hit me up telling me about him.
See, so, like, you know.
It's like, I'm just like, why I gotta be a wingman? I'll be the wingman in the club, but I won't be the wingman online. That makes no sense. That makes no sense.
Right.
I'm a really good wingman. Trust me. Oh my God.
The most I'll do is if they ask me, what's his Instagram?
No shade. I was on my fire escape smoking one day and I looked down. No, I'm lying. I go outside to throw in my garbage. This guy is outside with my neighbor and I'm just like, what the hell is this guy looking good? He's complimenting me on my hair. And I'm like, alright, chicken head mode. He goes away, he says he's a Gemini. Then I'm on my fire escape smoking and cooking. So I go on my fire escape to smoke and he's leaving with luggage. And I'm like, what? He was in my building? And he was like, yeah, I'm going back. And I like had a whole conversation with him. And I was like, you know what? I was talking to somebody and we just stopped talking. And I'm just open niggas right now. And he was like, you know what? I can withstand whatever you're going through. And that's exactly what he looked up and told me. But then come to find out he's going to L.A. I'm like, damn, this nigga love L.A. Mind you, he does like me. I'm trying to get his contact and my neighbor is blocking it. Like, he dead don't want to give me his number or nothing. Mm. But the guy does like me because he keeps on telling him about me. Mm. Mind you, I'm tight that he's like gone. There's a point to this whole thing.
Still recorded.
I was trying to keep it cute. Hopefully, I got my good side.
All right, y'all. Let's wrap this up. Thank y'all for coming tonight. I appreciate y'all coming too. Hey, look at me eating mimosas with Minato.
Yeah.
I hope y'all drank some mimosas that you should.
Well, mine is damn.
Well, thank y'all for coming so much. I appreciate it and.
Can I get a
refill? Spoke about dating today.
Which I was definitely not ready for. It's all goodie. I was not ready for it.